Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to be talking about disappointment and some of the ways that we can grow or go kind of thing. This sport can have a lot of really good vibes and successes, and those are often celebrated and talked about. But there's also, you know, with being a competitive sport and something that we work really, really hard for, along with it can come some disappointment. So I just wanted to share a little bit about my weekend. I did a competition in Las Vegas on Saturday, and this was my first regional show in probably 3 years, I think. Usually I just do a national show because I get qualified placing top five, and so I don't have to do a regional qualifier. So I hadn't done one in a long time, but I have a new coach, and so we wanted to do a peaking protocol and kind of do like a warm-up show, which I've never done that before. And so it was a new experience for me. I tend to get a little bit of stage fright. So it was really good for me to be on stage and kind of get the nerves out before the big game. And I knew that, you know, coming into this show that I wasn't going to be 100%. So that was definitely a different experience as well. So just for those of you that maybe don't know my past, over the last 10 years, I've probably done 25 different regional shows, and in all of those, I've placed top five. So this was actually the first regional show that I've ever done that I got sixth. So I was just short of that. It was a little disappointing, I have to say, but at the same time, I'm very proud of what I brought. I feel like I really improved from last year to this year, and I know that I'm not at my peak. I still have a couple more weeks until the big game, so staying super positive on that. And I felt like, you know, for the time frame, I brought you know, my best, and so I was proud of that. And I guess we're gonna kind of just talk about what some of the causes of disappointment are and kind of how to move forward through those disappointments, because let's face it, there's only one winner, right? And so there's, out of huge classes of, you know, talented athletes, the odds are very slim that, you know, everyone's going to walk away with a trophy or a success. So and we work really hard to get to this moment. So we kind of wanted to share a little bit about that. Chris, do you have anything to add to that?
I think it's a good thing to address perspective and disappointment. Also, this year is like crazy competitive. I think this sport is continuing to grow. And a lot of people took off last year because of everything that was happening with COVID. So I feel like I'm seeing more athletes on stage. And so I think it's just important to take those things into consideration and then align your perspective so that when you are getting up on stage, you're not setting yourself up for this huge letdown if you don't do it as well as you want to. So when we talk about the causes of disappointment. The first one is called arrival fallacy. And basically it's when we are getting so focused on that end goal. We're getting super hype. You know, I am going to dominate this show. I am going to nail first place. I'm going to win my pro card. Like, this is the year I have it set. And we're so focused on that belief that we forget to enjoy the process that we are a part of every single day. So in turn, it's almost like we're consistently sacrificing because we're only looking at one point in the future, and we're forgetting about, you know, enjoying the moments that are leading up to that, or taking victory in like us pushing through a workout when we're feeling tired, or appreciating like good food, little milestones where we accomplish things. We're so like tunnel vision that when we don't appreciate daily life and the process, it feels like a big sacrifice. And when we finally get to that end goal, we step up on stage and we don't achieve what we believed we would. It can feel like you have like done all of these things for nothing, and then it can set you up for a big disappointment. So I think it's just important to keep in mind that, I think it is good to believe in yourself and believe that you can do well, but also to keep in mind that there are factors you can control and things that you can't. And so the things that you can control are daily, and being proud of yourself for achieving them can help alleviate falling into this trap of arrival fallacy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. And I think I can I personally relate to this when I think about my first couple of preps. There was just, I felt like I was just like suffering through it. And it was just like all about waiting for that one date and arriving there. And then the misalignment that happens after that, I think is one of the reasons why I had really hard post-show. Rebound, even though, I placed in those shows, it wasn't that, but it was like you just kind of have this letdown of like everything is just focused on getting to that one day, and you lose a little bit of your perspective, I think, along the way.
And exactly. And last year, I could totally relate to this idea because prepping during COVID was pretty tough. But I had it, I had the motivation that I was going to have this big comeback. I had been off the stage for almost 2 years when I finally got up on stage again at Tahoe. And I felt like I was not enjoying the prep, that I was really just pushing. But I also had this crazy high expectation that I'm going to win a pro show. And that is such a big leap. And I think that I put so much pressure on myself that it actually made me not enjoy the process. And then going into the show and coming in last was a huge drop from the top. Winning my pro card and then coming into a pro show and coming in last after feeling like I gave it everything and I was not enjoying my weeks leading up to the show felt like it was all for nothing. And I think it actually perpetuated a longer period of me having to get out of a mental funk afterwards because I was so disappointed. And I think if I had readjusted my perspective like I had previously stepping on stage, thinking like, I'm going to do my best. I see my personal progress and, let the cards fall where they may. Like, this is out of my control. If I win, great. If I don't, whatever. But putting my expectations in a more realistic, or I think just being proud of like what I had achieved instead of looking at my placement as my only factor of accomplishment. I think that actually really affected me coming out of a prep last year and coming back off the stage. It took a lot of time for me to get out of my mentality of feeling like I had really failed. So, I'm just rambling here about how I can relate to this as well.
No, I think it's good. I think that, one of my favorite books, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, really says it best when he emphasizes that successful people, they have high work ethic and effort, but low attachment. And, with the caliber of athletes and where the sport is right now, that's all you can do. All you can ever control is what you are doing, your efforts through it. You don't know who's going to show up, if it's going to be a stat class, if no one's going to be there. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you checked all the boxes, that you prepared correctly for the show. I mean, if you think about it, like last year, the fact that you stepped on stage in a global pandemic, some of the things that you had to overcome with, different gym situations and things like
Yes.
that. I mean, celebrating those successes and being able to overcome those and get into a condition that you are on a stage with other Olympians. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, it's all about perspective. And so the second cause of disappointment, it just comes from expectations that we have around external factors. So if you think about expectation versus reality, and those aren't, you know, put in perspective, then I think that it can really lead to some severe disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a matter of, like, you know, sometimes setting the bar so high, when you fall short of it, it is, that's where it's super discouraging. Whether instead, like, setting an expectation in something that is realistic, like, you know, consistent improvement is very realistic. That is where you can, like, continue to fuel your fire and not have to go through the, like, pulling yourself back up again when you fall so short of this crazy high goal.
Yeah. And then the third source of disappointment typically comes from, like, a past trauma or negative situation. So when you have something that you've failed at in your past, it's very difficult if you don't use the proper tools to kind of get over that. And you will tend to do the self-fulfilling prophecy unless you learn how to deal with that disappointment. So we're going to go through some ways in which to kind of do that, because I think disappointment is just a natural part of human nature. I think it's very,
yes.
I think it shows that someone's passionate about something if they are disappointed. There'd be something wrong if you worked this hard in a prep and you kind of weren't disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's talk about, is it good for you or bad? And I would say the answer is yes and no. It just depends on what you do with that information. So if you're looking at disappointment as a data point, then it can definitely help you make better decisions. It can help you learn from that experience. For example, I got feedback after my show that I wasn't lean enough, which I knew that, but it just propels me to work even harder these next 2 weeks to really bring my conditioning in to where I need it to be. So the thing about disappointment is it can just tell you if something's off, and then what you do with that and your circumstances and the process and all of that, you know, you just have to find a different way. That's what successful people do with disappointments. Anything
yes.
to add on that?
Yeah, I think that you really just hit the nail on the head. It's a matter of, if you want it to, you know, the disappointment to fuel you forward. Sometimes people are like, I'm not going down like that, and now I'm gonna, like, prove that I can do better, and it motivates them to continue. Or there's people who, like, more or less embody it as they are, I mean, and this is my personal interpretation, they feel like they are the disappointment. And so, you know, the thoughts can occur of, like, oh, well, this is not for me. I have too many, you know, weaknesses that can't be changed. There's a million excuses that you can come that can actually, like, weigh you down to not move forward. So a lot of it, I think, does come from your perspective on how you approach that letdown.
Yeah. And that reminds me when you were talking of when I did my first national show. So I had placed first at a regional competition in my class. And so I decided to do my first national show. And I remember after the show, I didn't realize what nationals actually was, like how much the caliber rises. And it's just everybody's first place that's there. So just to be among those athletes is a huge accomplishment, to be able to qualify for nationals and to step on stage at a national. But at that time, I was young in my competing years. I didn't know any better. So I felt really discouraged and I felt really disappointed in myself. And, you know, I kind of like after the show would binge eat and kind of had that like self-sabotaging mentality,
Yes.
because my expectations weren't really lined up before that show came around. And so
Yes.
I didn't know how to properly deal with it. And I was actually, you know, what I should have done is taken that information as a growth opportunity and been like, hey, you know what? Like, I need to be more on my diet and work out harder and not just sit here and eat this jar of peanut butter. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and believing that you are capable, I think, like at least that's been the biggest thing for me. It's going into shows where my, you know, I when I would walk in when I walked into my first national show, and I know you helped prepare my mentality for this as well. Like, I was just super proud that I could get up on stage with all of those girls and not mess up my routine. Like, that was my like, I made it to the next level. I don't care. And I remember getting third call outs and being so excited that I had done it and I had accomplished it. And I didn't have that expectation of placing. I just wanted to be on that stage. And I remember like congratulating people who won backstage because I thought it was like I was very proud of myself. And then going into my second national competition, I had a similar attitude of just you know, whatever happens is going to happen. I'm just going to like put my head down and do what Amy tells me, and we're just going to get there one step at a time. And I was shocked, absolutely shocked, when I won my pro card. And it was great because it was more than I had expected. And that's the mentality that has been really something that I've tried to move back to, because I think last year it was, I'm going to win, I'm going to win, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. And then when you don't, it's like, it's crushing. And it took me a while to get back up. So yeah, I think like using it as an opportunity for growth, like you said, to help you move forward, is, and you learn from every experience. So if you've been discouraged before and you've fallen down and it's been hard to pull yourself back up, like that's okay because you learn from every experience. And I know, Amy, you've competed a lot, so you have a lot of those like experiences of what has worked and where your mentality's been, and it helps you encourage people moving forward as well.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think disappointment tells you a lot of different things. And just to put it simply, like, number one, it tells you that you're passionate about something, because you care and you were
Yes.
brave enough to step on that stage. So I think the way that I felt the morning of the show when I woke up and I kind of did my check-in with my coach, and I felt really good about all of the hard work that I had put in, and I felt proud of that. So I think it's important, you know, even though I was disappointed of the outcome, when I reflect back on it and I'm just like, okay, you know, I am proud of the journey that it took to get here and of my hard
Yes.
work, and that's worth celebrating about. And so I just feel like, you know, disappointments can definitely make you more debilitated, or they can make you stronger. So every time you have to kind of endure that resiliency or overcome adversity,
Yes.
you are going to attain greater mental fortitude, increase emotional intelligence, and you're going to become stronger against any kind of negative thinking, in my opinion.
Yes.
So
Yes, absolutely.
let's talk about the five ways to deal with disappointment.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Or if you, yeah, go ahead and, yeah, you go first with the first one.
Sure. So I think the first thing to do is actually feel your emotions and let it out. So I think like stuffing anything down is just going to be detrimental later because everything always comes back to the surface. So I think feeling disappointed or, you know, let down is totally normal. We're human beings, and that's part of, you know, working hard towards something. And having emotions, I think that's completely normal. I think, you know, the best thing to do is as an athlete, to be a good sportsman, like have good sportsmanship while you're backstage, well, during your event, and then go into like, your hotel room or somewhere where you have privacy. And if you're upset, be upset. I think that that's totally normal because you're setting aside a time for that, because it's one step and then you're going to move forward. You're not going to let it linger out and keep beating yourself up about something. You're actually going to feel the feelings. And sometimes it's like talking to someone, sometimes it's crying, sometimes it's journaling, whatever it is that helps you process through the emotions. But it's the first step is to be able to address them, recognize them, and be a human being. I think that's totally okay.
Yeah. So I did this, I talked to Sandy, I got my feedback and I came up to my family and I saw on the score sheet that I got sixth and I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of bummed. I got sixth. I was like so close to that placing spot. And my son totally put me in my place with number two and that's get perspective. And he was like, yeah, but mom, you could have been dead last. You could have been 15th. And I was like, touche, Bryce. You are totally right. That's so insightful for a 14-year-old to say something so great about that. So, and then I also so can letting it out to family, and then I also let it out to a friend. So I actually, you're the only person I texted and told what my placing was and that I was bummed. And you gave me good perspective too. You're like, good. That was a good warm-up show. This is a good experience. And now you have, move on to the big game or whatever. So, but yeah, I think that by communicating with your friends and family about the disappointment, then you can just get that outside perspective from other people and you can just begin to see things how they really are. 'Cause my husband also was like, Amy, he's like, you woke up so happy this morning. You were so excited. Remember that. There was a reason why you were super excited when you woke up. And yeah, and I was like, you're right. You're totally right. That's something to be celebrated. So I had my moment and then I moved on. So number three, why don't you go over that one?
Oh, I just wanted to add something to
Oh
that
yeah.
too. As athletes, especially on our show day, it's emotionally draining because you're awake for a long time. A lot of times you're on lower calories and there's the highs and lows and the waiting and the expectation. So I think being emotional at the end of it is totally warranted. But always give yourself like a good night's rest because you always wake up with a clear head the next morning. So that's just one thing I feel like that's specific to prep life is like, get some sleep, recover a little bit, and then take a step back. And some people it takes like a couple of days for them to reflect back on the show and then have clear perspective. But I do think like communicating with people is a good way to start that process.
Yeah, and as a coach, I always try to give people a little bit of space in terms of like talking about it afterwards so that they are able to process it with a loved one.
Yeah, you do.
And I always tell them that before check-ins, even in our team meeting at team shows, I'll be like, let's make sure we put on the books our phone call for a follow-up after this weekend. Like we're all going to be tired and exhausted. We need to let the dust settle. We need things to process. We need to spend time with our family for a day. And then, yeah, I always have like the appointment ready to go so that we can talk with a clear head and a good night's sleep and all that stuff. Yeah, good thoughts.
And then number three is know your own heart. So, as you're gaining perspective, I think it's important to do some self-reflection as well. And knowing why your emotions of disappointment, where they are coming from, sometimes they're associated with the past where you're used to being really good at sports and always winning and always excelling, and now you're struggling. Or you've had, a negative association with failing from your past, and now you're associating with that as well too. So I think it's important to do some self-reflection on like, where your emotions are coming from, but also to really nail down your why. So that's something that always helps keep me grounded, is coming back to my why and my core values. Like, why am I doing this? What is my purpose in putting myself through prep and wanting to get on stage? Like, what is my motivation? And I think having really clear core values in that aspect can always help bring you back down from, like, maybe, an emotional, if you're like me, an emotional tornado of things that can happen in your head, just bringing that back down. And I would say, like, personally, journaling has really helped me in this aspect to kind of like sort through where things are coming from in my head and my heart, and then also like putting down like clear statements of, what it is that I believe and why that I do these things. Always kind of like reshifts my perspective a little bit clearer.
Yeah, I think whys are crucial to the being successful in this sport and having longevity in terms of that. Because, I mean, I do this as a lifestyle, but I want to prove to myself that I can do hard things and accomplish them. And so, just getting to stage is a hard thing. I mean, we need to celebrate that much. So, regardless of what the outcome is of your placing or anything like that. Always important to remember that. And then just practice self-acceptance is number four. So once you've checked in with yourself and your supporters, and it's going to be easier to accept where you are as the right starting point for a fresh start. So once you can kind of accept and take feedback, and you have to have a really thick skin to make it in the sport. So
Absolutely.
you're gonna have to accept, like, maybe my genetics aren't what this girl's are. Maybe I don't have that deep V and that glute insertion like that person. You have to know where you're at, but at the same time, allow that to like root yourself and accept the present moment of where you are. But then make sure that your plan of attack, that just knowing and accepting and understanding, like, this is where I'm at, then it helps propel you to strategize and move forward from that, the particular moment you're in, and become a better person and,
Absolutely.
improve in different ways.
Yes, and I can totally relate to this because I never necessarily thought my scoliosis held me back from competing. In bikini, there was a time where I was like not sure if I could get to the pro level because of my back. And then once I won my pro card, I was like, okay, this is totally not something that's, a hindrance. Then when I did poorly or I didn't do as well as I wanted to at my last pro show, all of a sudden now my scoliosis was a big deal again. So I think you're right, Amy, and like making sure that you accept like every competitor is going to have their thing that they have to work around. No one has this perfect physique. And you don't know what internally or mentally they struggle with during their prep as well, too. So accepting like your weaknesses, but also your strengths, and doing the best with what you can, is going to make you more confident. It's going to make you more confident. It's going to help you move forward. And I think that's where you really enjoy the journey.
Yeah, and just really accepting what they say and not taking it
Agreed.
to heart or like as something that's like an attack on you, but really just taking it as information. Like, this is where I'm at, and what steps do I need to take to improve those things to make that stronger, to make me a stronger
Agreed.
competitor for next time. And so, number five, our last one, why don't you take that?
So lastly is don't let it fester. So that's kind of what I was saying prior, is making sure that you're setting aside time to feel your emotion. And you know, if you are like continually in the loop of, feeling disappointed throughout the week, that's where I would, take that time to do some reflection and make sure that you're not letting those negative thoughts continue to multiply in your head, because once that like train gets out of control, then it's hard to stop. So making sure that you are addressing your thoughts, that you are replacing negative feedback or negative, thought patterns in your head with positive things. And I honestly think one of the biggest things is communicating with people who have a different perspective. They're not emotionally like as emotionally invested as I am, like talking with you, Amy, talking with my family, with my boyfriend, just like letting them know like what my thought pattern is and helping them give me clear perspective helps me to get rid of those negative thoughts and not letting them continue to breed, because that's something you definitely want to keep control over.
Yeah. And I think I w just wanted to close this out. I know we're out of time. It's already 30-minute mark. And so I think Winston Churchill, this quote is pretty cool. Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. And I think that the people that are the most successful, they've had probably more failures than others, but they take it as either information and they move on. It's an obstacle that they need to go around or over or under, whatever. But they deal with it and they don't lose their passion. So, just that tenacity of never giving up, always having that same enthusiasm for living the prep life and not letting any sort of disappointments derail your future in that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I love that.
All right. Well, that concludes this episode on disappointment. I hope you all found value in it. If you are finding value in the podcast, we would sure appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review on iTunes. That just helps other people that are interested in similar topics find us. So, we are an unfunded podcast and we love it when you guys leave us feedback because we really enjoy doing this. If we can just help that one person, that's really our mission. So keep the DMs coming. This podcast was, in particular, this topic was inspired by a DM. So you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. And feel free to message us on anything that, you would want us to discuss. And we would love to do that. So this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, signing off today with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.